Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Tony B's, I told you, Rock. There you go. Just rocks.
And, hello, everybody.
Yeah.
How are we doing out there, man?
Did you guys get a delicious men's room all the days, a holiday porter? Anybody? They are fantastic. There we go.
All right.
Drink them up. Yum.
That is a great beer, man.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Steve Miggs in the house from the Daily Miggs Morning Show, everybody.
What's up, everybody?
What are you looking forward to tonight?
You know, I'm pretty reckless. I'm also kind of fired up to see what Hollywood Undead does acoustic.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good call, man.
Yeah,
do you think these guys are going to be playing, with Pretty Reckless, they do have a holiday album that is
out. Yes.
So they're going to play, I'm assuming, a couple of holiday songs. Do you think any of these other guys are coming out with like a rockin' version of, you know, a Christmas classic? Is that possible?
I absolutely do not think they're going to go anywhere near a Christmas
because
song.
Ted's trying to talk Zach and Brent from Shinedown into doing Rocket Top.
Yeah, I mean, what does that have to do with Christmas?
Nothing.
Well, nothing. But they could do Rocky Top. I mean, they know the lyrics of the song.
Ted, if Die Hard's a Christmas movie, Rocky Top is a Christmas song.
Now, hang on. I'm not making the argument it's a Christmas song. I like you got my back, but I was just like, he's like, we can do a lot of stuff acoustic. Like, what about Rocky Top?
Well, he lives in Nashville. He's from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ted just wants to sing Rocky Top, and he realized he could make this happen possibly with Zach and Brent. And he's like, you know what, man? We're not against it.
Could you convince them to go on stage and sing with them?
Well, I think that was part of the deal.
That was part. When we interviewed him like a month ago, he was kind of hinting at it. We'll see tonight. I don't know that anybody wants to hear me sing Rocky Top.
You don't.
Well, yeah. All right.
And three other people do.
Three other people.
And probably other bald guys.
Now, have you guys ever heard the story of when Steve got to meet Billy Joel?
Oh.
Have you heard this one?
It's a true Christmas miracle.
This is an absolute classic. Now, how old were you?
I have to imagine somewhere between the ages of like 6 and 9.
Nice.
6-ish, 7-ish, I don't know.
Okay, so you're a kid.
I'm at an S6.
Did you know who he was?
Yes, I was a fan. Uptown Girl, Allentown, all that good stuff.
Okay, well, that wasn't the good years, but yes.
But those are the songs meant for children, after right?
We didn't start the fire.
Yeah, I grew up at that point.
Okay, all right. So where are you when you see him?
We are at an airport waiting for my Uncle Peter to get off a plane from Club Med.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
It was like a destination place.
Just like Action Park.
But yes.
For adults.
But this is before 9/11, so you can wait right at the gate for them to get off the plane. So we're waiting for my Uncle Peter, and all of a sudden, first person off the plane, or second person, Billy freaking Joel. I am fired up. I'm like, holy crap, that's Billy Joel. So I just go running over to him. I'm like, Mr. Joel. He looks right at me and just goes, hey, F off, kid.
Damn.
Was he joking?
No.
He's from New York.
No. He was probably
not
drunk.
In all fairness, he was on a plane. He probably was drinking. He was just done with everybody.
Wow. God, that's so good.
My favorite part is then running back to my dad and my family and telling them what he just said and expecting they'll be like, we need to go talk to this guy and beat him up. My entire family laughed like it was the greatest thing ever. Like, yeah, we always wanted to say that to you. We just can't do it because I'm your dad. Yeah,
yeah. He said it for us.
Jesus. You've been interviewing people for, what, 30-some years, 30 years?
Coming up on that, man, like 25-ish, 27?
What are some of your memorable, in a good way, interviews and some that just went completely off the rails?
Ooh. I think my favorite one was interviewing one of the dudes from 311. Soon after my then girlfriend left me to go hook up with a member of 311.
Oh, at the show.
Yes. Back when I worked at the end, it was Deck the Hall Ball at the Key Arena. 311 were playing, and there was my girl at the time, and I just saw her walk off with one of the members of 311.
But you hadn't broken up with you yet.
Well, that ended the relationship, though. I figured that's the time to say, you know what, we probably should be together.
And did they just disappear?
Yes. And it was like slow motion. I'm just watching.
Were you guys there to see the show?
Yes, I brought her, and I got her backstage passes to be with me.
And then she gave him one.
Yes. And they disappeared, and I had to interview one of the members of 311, the guy that I believe went
back. The guy you interviewed was the guy that went back with your girlfriend?
Did you let him know that you believed that you were maybe Eskimo brothers at that point?
1,000%. I had to.
And what did he say?
It was very awkward. He didn't really have much to say. I don't know what I was expecting. Like, they'd let me play drums with them for a song.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure. It was just I needed to get it. It was like at that point, I kind of just gave up on the whole relationship.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Did you just look at him and go, how's my seconds?
Yeah. How do I?
That's exactly right. We have had a similar experience here. I won't get into the details, but never bring your girl backstage to a rock concert.
And particularly with Papa Roach.
Wow.
Tell me.
We're not going to say somebody, Papa Roach was
where's
in
my girlfriend at?
And you know what I like about this story, though? She was with the bass player.
I was going to say, was it the bassist?
It was the bass player.
He was known for throwing, like, lunch meat and cheese on women's butts.
What?
You don't know that?
What are you talking about?
I did not know that.
The bassist of Papa Roach at one point was in, like, the music news for... When he'd bring groupies backstage, he would take lunch meat and throw it on their behinds.
Well, that's just clean fun.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got their thing.
From the lounge tray? From the tray of...
Yes, like their backstage
He would just
tray.
Grab some random cheese and meat. And
if he was a real bass player, he'd have used deviled eggs. Whatever.
So she smells like bologna? Is that the idea?
I mean, that or corned beef?
Okay. They're a big band, boys. That's like salami.
Oh, you think?
It's not bologna.
Bologna.
It's probably more to do, huh?
It's probably pastrami.
Yeah, something, a quality meat.
And I think... Look, those are bad examples. Like, hopefully you could take a girl you trust backstage.
I would not.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the band, man. Look, something happens when... I don't care who you're with. I love you so much. It can be AC/DC, all right? It's a band of ugly people. But somehow, Angus Young's going to be like, I met your wife. Like, just I don't freaking do it, man.
Right. Yeah. Well, not AC/DC.
We had Rob Thomas on.
Okay.
For Matchbox 20.
I'd leave my girlfriend for him.
And my wife at the time, she was blowing me up all day. Are you sure I can't stop? Are you sure I can't? I'm like, no.
I was like, absolutely not. Because I know for a fact.
She's gone.
You know,
even though we're not together anymore, it wouldn't matter. It had been that day.
It would have been
guaranteed.
Dude, honestly, with Rob Thomas, I saw his show at Chateau Chez Michel. And I told my friends, don't worry, I can get you backstage to meet him. I couldn't. I blew him off just to hang out with Rob Thomas.
Do you remember the guy who looked like Rob Thomas that was from here and he would like go around and people thought it was Rob Thomas and he was like hooking up with people?
Good on him. I wish I looked like Rob Thomas.
He was a straight up, like, yeah, I know. I'm like, I'm a doppelganger for Shrek. No lady wants to meet up with that. But this guy looked just like Rob Thomas and he leaned into it.
There's a dude who thinks, people think he looks like Thrill, so he just gets free beer everywhere. So.
Yeah, the guy, he never listened to our show and he emails me and he goes, look, I'm just another black dude with tattoos. Someone told me to email you because everyone said, are you Thrill? He's like, I have no idea who you are. And even when I said no, they said, yeah, you are. And then they'd buy me drinks. So, do you mind if I continue to act like you? I said, I don't care what you do. Just do me a favor. Just be decent. Right? Just be decent.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily decent. So, if you meet Thrill and he's really nice, that's that guy.
That was good Thrill.
If he's a bit of an a-hole, it is me. That's the authentic version. Yeah.
The best I ever got was there was a guy at the Bonnie Lake Tavern pretending to be me.
Oh, the BLT?
I was like, good for him.
Actually, honest to God, this morning, walking into work, all right, so we show up at work first before we came up here today, and there's a guy across the street from me. We get the light to walk. We're walking by each other, and he was so smooth with this. He's like, what's up, Ted? Because we look so much alike.
Yeah. Dude, I've gotten drinks bought for me because people think I'm you.
Me?
Yeah, there was one time this guy was at Migs Fest. I remember
is there something first. About me that people are confusing?
I think because we're both Steves, but he bought me drinks all night and then he tagged.
Well, that's obviously it.
And then he put something up on like Snapchat or Instagram. He's like, dude, partied with Thrill all night long. And it's me. And I'm like, boy, this guy's going to be sorely disappointed. And he figures, puts two and two together.
It's going to get me in trouble with my wife. I saw the Snapchat. That's where you were. I'm like, baby, I do not know what you're talking about.
You were so pale that night. What has been one of the strangest or best experiences you've had in the wrestling ring as far as things not going to plan, injuries, just, you know.
Or accidentally hurting somebody
else. Right, exactly. I mean, what has been one of those situations where you're like, oh, no.
Oh, how do I tactfully
say this?
Did
you have kids flipping you off?
I've had kids. I had one kid that was probably like 7 or 8 years old that was mad at me because I did a whole spiel about how I was working an event helping raise money for kids that have cancer the night before. And I'm like, now I'm stuck here. It was actually in Everett just a few blocks away.
No wonder he flipped you off.
At the VFW hall. And I'm like, unlike this place where all these kids are miserable. And this kid came over and kicked me and was mad that I didn't think she was as cool as kids with cancer. That was her issue. Okay. She's like, I'm cute and I don't even have cancer. I'm like, this is a weird conversation. I need to step away from this situation.
But how about in the ring?
Why didn't you just do the Billy Joel? F off, kid.
And then Jack beats me up.
Yeah, just double down. F off, kid.
I had a woman once throw a feminine product at me.
Ugh.
Where? It wasn't used or anything. Like, it was still in its packaging.
Okay.
But like I'm in the middle of the ring and it just hits me in the face. And I look down and I'm like, and the referee was a female. I'm like, is that what I think it is? She's like, yes. And those are expensive. She must really hate you.
Did the ref take it?
She picked up and put it in her pocket. Yeah.
You never know.
You don't know.
You never know. You never know. Have you ever been injured?
Yeah, I blew out both of my knees.
Both of them?
Yeah.
At the same time?
Yeah, but for the dumbest stuff. Like, I just walked in the ring once and just stomped on a guy and my knee went backwards.
Oh!
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's okay. A good look.
Damn.
Terrible luck. Right. And then a few black eyes. That's always weird the next day when I have to, like, go play.
Keep in mind, he said black guys. That's how weird it was.
How about, like, I showed up at home with a couple black eyes.
How about just weird.
In a situation where, like, just, you know, penis in your face or anything like that? You know, like, I mean, seriously, where you're just like, you can see the outline of it. You know, like, you're way too close to this thing. You can smell it.
I have no comment.
So, yes.
You get a lot closer than you expect. Yeah.
Are there guys that you probably would not like to wrestle with again just based on their smell?
Oh, absolutely.
Is there
was a guy who once crapped his pants in the ring.
What?
Yeah.
Now, do you improvise at that point? Or, I mean, what do you do? Like, dude, did you just ask yourself?
You do ask that question. You say, brother, was that a fart? And then there's like a long, awkward sound. It's like, no. I was like, oh, boy, let's take it home. Right. Take it home and just pin me. Let me pin you. Let's get out of here before things get super weird.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Steve Biggs from the Daily Biggs Morning Show. There we go. Tonight, you guys are interviewing just about every band. It's going to be up there.
Yes, and I brought sleigh bells.
Oh, nice.
I want to see if they'll sing along to sleigh bells.
Okay.
You can try this with every band you interview.
I think so. Just start playing. I mean, if you hear sleigh bells, you instantly start thinking about a Christmas song, right?
Yeah.
What else would I think of when I hear sleigh bells?
Rocky Top.
Ted, swing on by when we're broadcasting. Yeah.
Unwrapped an acoustic holiday tonight. Angel of the Winds Arena. Give it up, everybody, for Steve Mayer.
Okay. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Mike, you want to do a couple emails here? Do we have time for emails?
Oh, hang on. We do. We do. Son of a bitch.
Right there on the top there, buddy. Right there on the top.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, boy. The well-oiled machine.
That's right. Oh, hell yeah. We'll jump right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Miles, of all the doggone sound effects I did not grab.
Bum, bum.
Dip responsibly.
Very good. Please tell Truman, a.k.a. T-Bone, a happy 16th birthday. Please have Coach Ted give him some driving tips, and Miles give him some good dad jokes, now that he's old enough to hear them. Love, Dad. Grumposaurus Rex, Preston, Buck, Zoe, and Lumpy.
Lumpy.
Lumpy. Where is Coach? There we go.
All right, what was his name?
His name is Truman, a.k.a. T-Bone.
All right, T-Bone, you're starting to drive. You're 16. First of all, don't let Lumpy drive in the car with you. I don't know who Lumpy is. Hope it's not a small child. Second of all, turn your phone off. Slow down. You'll get there when you get there. And, you know, when you get a little bit older, you can do smoky burnouts.
Okay, smoky burnouts.
Smoky burnouts.
You guys ready for some dad jokes on a Dad Joke Friday?
No. No, I'm not.
I am. What does an escalator do when it stops? What does an escalator do when it stops?
It stares.
It stares.
And boy, Mike.
All right.
I got a dirty one. I can't give you the punchline right now, but I will in a minute.
Doggone it, Miles.
Do you guys know what comes after death? Just think about this. What comes after death?
Mm.
All right, we'll continue with the dad jokes.
Let him answer later. Nobody fill in the blanks, okay? Yes. We're walking the line over here.
A guy walks into a butcher and asks, do you have bull testicles? He says, no, that's just how my pants fit. What do accountants use for birth control? What do accountants use for birth control?
MBA?
Their personality.
Their personality. Very good.
I was almost an accountant.
Oh, here's a good one.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all can.
By the way, the punchline, necrophiliacs. Got it. Get it? A Mexican magician said he would disappear on the count of three. He said, uno, dos, then poof.
No trace.
Disappeared without a trace.
Classic.
What do you call a singing computer? What do you call a singing
Adele?
Adele. Why are chickens so awesome?
Because.
And finally, why did the farmer start a punk rock band? Why did the farmer start a punk rock band?
I don't know.
Because Hollow Notes sucked.
That had to hurt you to say that joke. You love that band.
I do. I got another birthday.
Hello, Bachelors. My name is Carl, and I'd like to wish myself a happy 45th birthday. You guys make my day easier in the afternoons. Love the show. So, can I get the captain talking about his crazy night with Mrs. Butterworth, Fish Sandwich, and Coach Ted with advice on being in your mid-40s? Thanks, guys. Have fun tonight, and keep on rocking.
Two Oregon Fish Sandwich.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. The old cabby tan isn't a prude or anything. Why do you look like that, Mike?
I'm scared of the captain on dates like these.
Just let the captain tell the story that the man asked for. Now, the old cabby tan isn't a prude or anything, but I still don't think I'll be frosting Ms. Butterworth's lady biscuit again anytime soon after that one freaky night, as you call it. Yeah! All was going well until I realized it wasn't the syrup that made her sticky. It was something she liked to call the ooze of the sausage wine. You do the math. Crunch berries. Yeah, oozy sausage wallets.
You did say sausage wallet.
Yes, I did say it. I learned it from you.
All right, advice in your mid-40s. A, don't hang out with the captain and don't call it a sausage wallet. B, and I'm being dead serious here, man. Get a sleep study, man. Once you start sleeping like a real grown-up, it's going to change your life. Don't forget to stretch. Maybe a little Advil.
You're the unofficial salesman for this now.
Hey, I woke up this morning. I was ready to rock.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. Okay, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. Whoops. So, but good.
Let's go back in time.
Funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky butt funk Chuck, the chunky butt flunker, with his fat funky fork.
Three times fast.
Chunky butt funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky butt funk Chuck, the chunky butt.
Oh! Wow! Wow! Okay. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show. Job or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
By accident.
Man, was I hungover this morning.
Oh my God. Yeah, we put Ryan Castle to bed after his drunken night at the Irish pub.
Yep.
Then we did meth.
Tony V's, this is the last Ted versus the FCC of the year, all right? This is it. Doesn't matter what happens after this, win or lose, it's over. But on next Friday on the program, we will have every miss that Ted has had this year in Ted versus the FCC.
It's going to be a long segment.
Okay. Once again, we're going with round two of this one from Joe, and it goes something like this. Chunky butt funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky butt funk Chuck, the chunky butt flunker with his fat funky fork. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is one time through, then three times fast.
You got it, man.
All right, what do you guys think? You think I got it? Yeah! All right, there we go. Full support. You can hear the confidence in my voice. All right. Chunky butt funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky butt funk Chuck, the chunky butt flunker with his fat funky fork.
Three times fast.
Chunky butt funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky butt funk Chuck was chunky bunt funker
with his fat, funky fork.
One.
Chunky Butt Funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky Butt Funk Chuck, the chunky butt funker, with his fat, funky fork. Sorry, Mike. Chunky Butt Funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky Butt Funk Chuck, the chunky butt funker, with his fat, funky fork.
Oh! Oh, there we go. Holy cow. Finally.
Let's go.
Tony B.
Let's go.
We're going to win in 10 versus the FC. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, let's see here. Coming up, we're going to drink and toast.
Oh, thank you very much. Very kind of you.
The shot of the day. Then we got a little Bad Choice Friday action.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shame on.
And we give a big thanks to Tony V. Round of applause for Tony. It's a Tony V. inspired Bad Choice Friday with Tony, Tony, Tony.
You know it feels good.
DJ Mike Hall.
I'm even riding the board over here. This feels good.
That's what I'm saying, man.
It does feel good. Yeah, get it, Mike.
Tony, 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 and feel good taking on Tony Basil on a Bad Choice Friday.
Gotta give me more time than that, Miles.
I don't know, man. What's the voting, Ted?
It's wicked close. It's literally a percentage point. So if you want to feel good, start voting for Tony, Tony, Tony.
Yeah, you can vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with a shot of the day. Which is coming up at 5:08. Your headlines are on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. According to The Guardian, quote,
Wild beavers may have spread further than we realize.
Goddamn right they have.
Yeah.
Nice. Baby.
Amen to them.
Flexible.
Wild beavers.
Are there domestic beavers that we don't know?
Yes. About?
Yeah.
Take anyone you can get.
I mean, they're saying wild
trailer
beavers.
Like,
that's a beaver. Just call it a beaver.
Apartment, single mom. Well,
do you trust the person that has a domesticated beaver?
No.
No?
No.
What if he's trained it to do tricks?
Like what? What is a beaver going to do?
You know, jump through hoops. Maybe they play fetch.
Shoot ping pong balls.
Throw a twig. Shit, I've got it, Miles.
Yeah. Mike, I'm in. Right? If somebody says, hey, man, you want to come over and see my domesticated beaver do tricks?
Right.
I'm going to that house party.
Ratchet the circus beaver.
Yeah. It doesn't do tricks?
Rah. According to a new survey, 2025 was a quote-unquote great year for about 10% of Americans.
Wow.
I know.
Was it that bad?
Is that for a positive way of saying 90% of you hated the last year? Hey!
Well, and I also didn't look into it, so I have no idea what the context is. Like, financially, was it a bad year for 90%? Was it just, like, inspirationally a bad year? Like, you guys had a good 2025? Everybody feeling good out there? No?
No. All right.
That feels like more than 10%.
It was our 20th anniversary, for crying out loud.
I mean, I felt good about
that.
Yeah.
That's right.
We didn't get fired.
Go touch grass. Let's see here. There's about 200 children throughout several countries, all conceived from a single sperm donor.
Okay.
Who unknowingly carried a rare genetic mutation linked to early onset cancers.
Oh, man.
This is why I don't work on these. These are depressing as hell. I don't want to bring you guys this.
You brought it up.
I did.
I didn't say, Mike, tell me about children with cancer. From a single sperm donor.
I didn't know one dude was allowed to basically sire 200 unknowing children.
I think you just give the sample, and then after that, depending on...
Like, don't they cut you off after a while?
He gave a lot of samples.
He gave a lot of samples, and, you know, if you read through the criteria, like he's, you know, 6 feet tall, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
If those people decide, like, hey, those are the genes we want for the kid, then they just spread it around, man.
Ayo.
I just put mine in a tissue.
Oh.
Here you go.
And melanin.
Enjoy that.
Oh, what, to watch a tissue dance?
Oh, jeez, I wish.
You put a little boogie in it.
Yeah. I've got it. All right, you guys ready? Put your thinking caps on. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. Wildly underwhelming over there. The crowd goes mild. Okay.
I can't believe more people are not enthusiastic about the
dictionary. We need to learn on this program. It's an adjective brought to you by the letter W, and I give you guys a 1% chance of success.
Wow. Cool.
1%. It describes someone who is silly and playful, and especially someone who displays a
whimsical.
Whimsical's not a bad guess, not the answer.
Wacky.
Wacky. Not a bad
finish the rest of it.
Displays a mischievous sense of humor. Describes someone who is silly and playful, and especially someone who displays a mischievous sense of humor. Wily, I like it. It's not wily.
Wonky.
Wonky, I don't. Nope. Waggish.
Waggish.
Anybody ever heard of the word waggish? Neither have I, but you know who has Merriam-Webster?
Waggish. Let's see. My dog's tail is waggish.
Right? That's kind of where
that's how I would say it.
I gotta assume that's where it comes from. Silly and playful, mischievous sense of humor. You know, you're wagging the tail a little bit. Sense. You're waggish.
That might not be true, but I like where Mike's head is at. So we're just going to go ahead and say that's where it comes from.
I try to find the positive spin.
Question is, are you wagging the tail or is the tail wagging you, man?
It's deep, Ted.
It is.
It's deep.
Yep.
Philosopher.
Good news, a pest never seen on this continent has just been found in Texas.
Well, if it's a pest, we can't be anything but happy.
That's right.
What is it?
It's, I don't know.
Is it a mammal? Is it an insect?
The photo that I saw on the story that I didn't read had these little mites on a branch.
Ew.
So I'm guessing it's some sort of little tree mite. Mm.
Thanks, Texas.
It's small. It's a bug. It, you know, Texas needs more bugs.
But if they bring it up, then it's not good.
Correct. Well, it just hasn't been seen here. It's a pest,
if
so it's not going to do anything.
What pest is considered good?
Right. That's the whole thing. It's not going to do anything positive, but the question is it going to do anything
that
negative?
That stalker that who was it? Was it Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson.
Oh,
Jack
God.
Nicholson. That was a positive pest.
Yeah, yeah.
My God, that's a story for another day. I like Jack Nicholson.
Well, Jack Nicholson is the man. That's all you have to know.
Damn. I wasn't going to turn it down.
That's right.
Who would?
Go call the cops, baby. Oh, no.
Okay, then.
I'll hold her off. A new study found the most monogamous animals on the planet.
Whales.
Humans are seventh. No, I don't believe whales made the list, actually.
Is it a woodland creature?
No, it is. It's like an otter or something.
It is. It is the Californian deer mouse.
Oh. Oh. No, the problem with the otters is everybody thinks they're like so romantic as they hold hands when they sleep, but it's just so they don't float away.
They don't want to die.
Right. Nobody cuddles
that's
much.
It. You love anyone so much that you hold their hand while you're both sleeping? No, you don't. I answered that for you.
Exactly.
You just don't do it.
I had the list here. Doggone it.
And when you've been together long enough, it's like, get your leg off of me. You're making me sweat.
Ew.
I love you. Good night.
Doggone it.
I can feel your furry sweat.
Humans showed up 7th on the list. So you know what? Good news, everybody. We're number 7 for most monogamous.
We're number seven. Yeah.
Celibate.
Do they say that these 6 are in front of us?
They do, but I can't find the list.
He's not working on it.
Well, now I want to freaking know.
I know you do, man. It's just it was on our website.
You brought it up.
And for whatever reason, it's gone now.
Really? I think whales are.
We're going to keep saying whales until you prove us right.
Most.
Hey, it's all right. We got to vote for penguins.
Animals.
The penguins domesticated beaver.
Penguins, I guess, are pretty. Right.
Animals.
Are they monogamous, though? I mean, just sitting on all an egg. Do you know that's your egg? If my wife said, hey, sit there on that egg, I would just sit on the egg because I trust her, but she could be lying. I don't know.
So, number 10 is Red Fox.
You big dummy. I love you, woman. Elizabeth.
Followed by the gray wolf, the meerkat.
The meerkat.
The white-handed gibbon.
The white-handed gibbon?
The white-handed gibbon.
I don't know what other handed gibbon there is.
Glove service, mama.
Humans are number 7.
That'd be weird.
The Eurasian beaver.
I know that about Eurasian beavers.
Yeah.
The Ethiopian wolf. They have wolves.
In Ethiopia.
Yes.
Huh.
The mustached tamarind. Mustached, the mustache.
Yes, the mustache.
The Damarland mole rat.
Mole rats are ugly, bro. If you get some, stick with it.
And then, believe it or not, number 2 at only 85%, African wild dogs.
Is that like a hyena, I guess?
Gotta be.
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
Really?
Yes. There might be a difference between an African wild dog and a hyena.
Yeah, I don't know.
I saw a hyena taking a crap.
Hey, congratulations, Miles.
I took a picture of it and he looked at me.
Of course he did. You were taking his photo while he was taking a dump.
Yeah, we made eye contact.
How many animals did you see pooping out there?
Just the one.
Just the one animal.
Yeah.
All the animals out there and you saw one animal.
I saw a hyena taking a crap.
Okay.
I took a picture of it.
Does it squat like dogs? Does it do the do the false start where it starts to go and then starts walking?
You know, was he reading the paper?
You know what he did? He did do that thing where he like cleaned it up. He kicked his back legs and tried to cover it up a little
bit. Yeah. No, that's a scent thing. They rub their stink all over the ground.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Ted, what day is it, my friend? I know it's your favorite.
Friday.
Yeah, it's Gingerbread House Day.
Oh.
Gingerbread House Day. When's the last time anybody here made a gingerbread house? Yeah, I thought so. It's time for
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
All right. So I took the liberty here, and I decided to search some lesser-known facts about gingerbread houses.
Meaning facts about gingerbread houses.
Correct. Because it's just the thing that you don't know how to build, no matter how good you are at it. You try to get the real icing. It still doesn't work. You have to glue them. Let's see here. Number 10, sturdy construction takes time, they say. To build a strong house, you need to let each section, the walls and the roof, they need to dry and set for hours with plenty of icing, often over several days.
Then why do we make kids do it? They don't have the patience for that.
Why would you take the most impatient form of a human being and say, do this, and say that this requires all the patience you have?
Because they sell a bad bill of goods.
That's true. That's it.
It's easy. Just put it together.
And the kid's going to eat it anyway. It doesn't freaking matter.
You know what it is, Mike? It's Big Gingerbread House.
Big Gingerbread House.
They've been putting it on us for years.
Norway apparently builds entire cities. The town of Bergen, Norway, constructs an entire miniature city made of gingerbread houses annually.
And none of them have sex. Amazing.
Oh. Have you guys ever seen a gingerbread house competition?
No.
They're honestly kind of fun. The wife and I have taken a trip a couple times up to Vancouver, yes, to see the Jonas Brothers. But in the hotel that we stayed at, they had a gingerbread house competition, which I didn't know that this could just go down at a hotel. But there was a whole bunch of them set out there. People get wild with it.
Like cool constructions and all that kind of thing.
It was really neat, actually. Disney builds edible hotels. That sounds like a bad business practice. Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa builds a life-sized, fully edible gingerbread house in its lobby every year, complete with hidden Mickeys, and that's according to bestoforlando.com.
Do they let kids just, like, rip off a piece of the hotel?
They got to. Like, why in the world are they stressing that it's fully edible? You can eat this thing that we've constructed.
If you don't want kids to eat it, don't bring it up.
And how long do they let people tour it before they just stick the kids on it to eat it?
And then do you cut a piece? Yeah. It sounds very unhygienic, is what I'm thinking.
It's kids. They don't care.
But I'm with you. It's at Disney World. The selling point is that it's edible. Like, somebody's going to want to eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. The world's largest was huge. Again, these are 10 lesser-known facts about gingerbread houses. The world's largest gingerbread house, not going to shock you, was built at the Mall of America in 2001.
Makes sense.
67 feet tall, decorated with thousands of candies. 67 feet tall. Like, I've seen giant card houses. I've seen giant Lego pieces. Giant gingerbread house. How long did that take to make?
Brought longer than the guy's marriage lasted.
Yeah, but it's the Mall of America. I mean, that's about par for the course.
We got the biggest mall in America. And gingerbread house.
And the gingerbread house.
We ain't no punks.
Let's see here. Scroll saws made them fancy. The intricate gingerbread look of Victorian houses, not the edible ones, came from scroll saws, which allowed for delicate woodwork, a detailed mirrored and edible vision. Versions, rather. Cool.
Scroll saws. Edible vision.
Edible vision.
Whoops.
It's not that crazy, Steve. Let's see here. They were not all that big in England initially. While popular in Europe, gingerbread houses were not a big hit in England for a long, long while. They're not going to catch on. Nobody wants to do these gingerbread houses.
Well, as I said, it's a house made out of gingerbread. Like, do you have anything else? Anything else?
Like, was gingerbread popular before the actual house and the guy was made?
It tells me that gingerbread is so unpopular that you're willing to build constructions instead of eat it.
It's not even bread.
Right.
It's a cracker.
It is.
Yeah. That's like why they call it a gingerbread house.
And, like, I get down with some ginger snaps, but honestly, only this time of year.
All right.
Ginger
get
snaps.
Down with ginger snaps.
Get down like with some ginger snaps.
I've been also thinking, like, Ireland and England, you don't want gingerbread houses because it's like, making fun of gingers.
Well, now you've ruined it for them.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Like, Mike, you can't build one of those.
No, I cannot.
He just calls it a bread house.
Right, he just calls it a house. You're dating a redhead? Is it the gingerbread house? Let me in your secret door.
German bakers is what started it. Back in the 1800s, they created the first edible houses from a spiced honey biscuit to mimic the old fairy tale.
Spicy biscuits.
Spicy biscuits.
Spiced honey biscuit.
Does gingerbread and ginger cookies ever rear its head beyond the Christmas season?
No.
Hopefully not. Not even the Girl Scouts touch gingerbread.
No. And they'll sell you any damn thing.
They will. They'll sell you cardboard in a box. I don't like Girl Scout cookies.
Dude, if you showed up somebody's house and they're building a gingerbread house in May, you'd be like, are you okay?
You don't like Girl Scout cookies?
No.
Why?
They suck.
There's 10 different varieties.
I know, and they all suck. Imagine something as easy as a cookie. Okay, everybody loves cookies. Imagine something as easy as a cookie, and you manage to make 10 flavors. All of them suck. The best thing that they did was that s'mores cookie, and even that limited time. Like, F off.
We only buy them because they guilt us into it.
They
do. Not because they're delicious.
They station them like little agents outside of the Safeway that I'm just trying to buy my produce.
And now they have the squares. And like, oh, I don't have cash. Oh, we take card.
Would you like to buy a cookie, sir?
No. Yeah.
No. But
I will.
Right. And I feel like everybody else is judging me. I walk by him and I just feel all your eyes on me.
What about the Salvation Army bell dude?
Oh, he doesn't.
He's right at the door, man.
He's annoying. Ding, 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 ding. I don't do it.
You don't do it?
I don't do it. Because he's annoying.
Okay.
I've already paid my dues by having to listen to your stupid incessant bell.
I bought some fire starters from some Boy Scouts outside of Cabela's.
They sell some good stuff.
Yeah.
Back in my day, it was
functional.
You think if we ever got involved in a conflict, they'd call in the Salvation Army?
As a last resort, yes.
Come on, just ring that bell, man. They'll leave. I mean, seriously, that's all you got to do. They won't want to be here anymore.
They just stationed them on the front line.
Yeah, right, if anyone invaded this country, if we all just Christmas carol, they will leave.
Nobody's going to blow up Santa on the front line with a bell like, any home for
sucks,
the poor?
Place sucks, man. He wants change. Who's got change
that's
anymore?
Right. Anybody got some spare change for the children?
I'm not giving away this penny.
What's Santa
collector's item now.
That's going to solve the Ukraine conflict.
Yeah.
Put Santa out there with a bell.
Yeah.
Mean.
Enough.
Yeah,
I'd be careful. We don't want to lose Santa.
Early gingerbread was actually religious. In medieval Europe, gingerbread was often made into religious icons or figures, not just houses or people. So you bit into a gingerbread Jesus?
Ginger Jesus.
Ginger
Jesus.
Imagine if Jesus was a ginger.
It probably was.
It'd have been made fun of.
That's why his skin was so pale.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth, no chance. He was a ginger.
No.
I think that would have been heavily noted.
Yeah.
There'd have been an asterisk next to his name every time. Did we mention, by the way, he was a ginger?
That's why everything he says in the Bible is written in red.
He wouldn't be Jesus. He'd be the ginger of Bethlehem.
The ginger of Bethlehem.
I mean, he's probably just as famous.
I have a name.
Let's see here. There was some influence there with Queen Elizabeth I. Long before houses, Queen Elizabeth I popularized gingerbread by having figures of guests and dignitaries made from it.
Would you think that's weird?
Yes! You go to a house party and it's like, here, I made you out of gingerbread.
I would freaking leave, man. That would be terrifying.
Yes!
I made some thrill cookies. I'm like, nah.
I would say, though, your wife's probably the only person I know that could do it.
But she wouldn't.
It'd be kind of cool to come over and she's like, hey, I made Ted and Mike and Miles cookies.
You know what? I'm going to ask her to make cookies that represent you guys and I'll bring them in.
Damn. I mean, they already have snowmen. So.
Mama's cookies.
And then I'll leave you with this last and final lesser known fact about gingerbread houses. It was actually inspired by a dark fairy tale. Everybody knows this fairy tale. The tradition of building elaborate gingerbread houses boomed in Germany after the Brothers Grimm published, you got it, Hansel and Gretel. In 1812. Because the witch's house was made out of cakes and bread, and they just said, let's make the witch's house.
Yeah.
So there you go. Inspired by Hansel and Gretel, that's why your kids don't.
I was inspired to eat children.
That kind of man.
We were busy beating up on the English.
A flight from Boston to Hong Kong made it 99.9% of the way through its journey without an incident, Miles, but then somebody couldn't let it go.
What happened there at the end?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
All right, headlines are coming up at 5:50. Tony Fees, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
That's Castle Act.
Ryan.
And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today, like, who do you think we're going to toast today? Honest to God. I mean, honest to God, who do you think we're going to toast today? We're going to toast you guys for coming out here, man. That's the whole reason we are here, is to interact with you guys. You guys showed up, and you do look beautiful. I know I insulted you earlier, but after a few drinks, you're wonderful looking. Wonderful looking. More than that, we also have to thank Tony V himself, as well as the staff at Tony V's, who came out here to make all of these things happen.
Yes, yes.
And it's not like we can pull this off on our own. We have to thank Ryan Castle, who very diligently, in his hungover state, covered our table with this red Christmas paper.
Dollar store.
He pointed it out to us when we got here.
He spent $13.
Yes. We also have to thank Phil and Patrick, who you can't see on the side here. They're making sure that all the audio we're doing is going out to you guys.
Yes, thank
they do
you,
a bang
thank
up
you,
job.
Thank you.
And also, we have to thank our boy Tim doing the video down there. Tim, I know you don't want to be pointed out, so there's Tim who just raised his hand. By the way, I don't know if you watch us on YouTube. Anyone here watching us on YouTube? All right.
There you go.
Tim is the guy. Yes, KISW Rock. Tim is the guy that makes all of that happen. So all the graphics, everything happening, that's the guy right there.
All the funny stuff.
And Tim's great at his job, but he hates attention. So make sure everybody goes up. Just say, thanks, Tim.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you want to get a picture with you.
Yeah, get a picture with Tim.
And even give him a hug. He doesn't mind.
Yeah. He loves that, too.
And also, we want to thank the bands Return to Dust and Des Rocks for joining us on stage. And for playing tonight, man. Tonight, how many of you are going to be headed over to Angel of the West?
There you go.
Very good.
Fantastic, man. I don't think anyone is going to be disappointed at all. So thank you guys very much for being out here, man. Thank Phil and Patrick over there. Thank you, Tim. Everyone that made this possible. And I believe we are now getting shots. What I was doing was stalling for time because I'm not doing this.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Who's doing it?
I believe so.
You believe
now
so?
No, we're not. I thought we were. Never mind.
Oh, no. We got snubbed.
Well, I got Tony's right there.
Yeah, we want shots, Tony.
Uh-oh. All right, Tony B is going to get a shot.
Can we get four of them?
Live radio.
There you go.
Right. Gotta love
just
it.
Just bring the bottle over. We'll drink right
that
out of
it. That is why we like the man right there.
Yes.
And remember, even though this is not true, we're spreading the rumor that Danny V is Tony V's illegitimate son. Yeah. Feel free to run with that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping by the time we get back to work on Monday that is now a thing.
If you're going to awkwardly meet your dad you never knew, this is a good environment to do it.
You know, to be honest with you, if my mom said, look, the man who raised you is not your real father, but he owns a bar, but cool.
Now, if Tony was your dad, that'd be shocking.
Yeah. He had one recessive gene. And my ass showed okay. up.
Ted, last night, someone comes up to me and goes, "Thrill!" And I was like,
I don't know how this happens. Like I said, I was called Ted today. You were Thrill yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
It's an amazing thing. But listen, thank you guys again for being here. Thank you, Tony V's, the staff, everyone who's involved.
Uh-oh.
But I say it is time to drink.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
All right. Make way.
Uh-oh. There it is. All right, listen, if you
clear
know
the area.
Feel free to say it with me. It goes like this. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue, thank you,
Tony,
and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Best part of the show, brother.
That was awesome.
Ooh. Thank you, Tony.
Your awesome. Winner on a Bad Choice Friday is coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.